Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, December 2nd, 2019. It feels a little bit like a Monday. Anyway, moving right along, we'll come back to this Supreme Court stuff and strategy of tension events that go along with it. I mean, the probability, it defies statistical probability for anytime you see a story like this, you know, Supreme Court may expand Second Amendment rights despite repeal of disputed gun restrictions. Anytime you see a story like that, and you immediately, there is a strategy of tension event to go with it, like the New Orleans incident, it defies statistical probability. In other words, it reminds me always of Mike Rogers' words with regard to Benghazi. You know, the first thing when Chris Wallace says, what do you think, you know, was Ambassador Rice, is she, you know, she smoking something? And Mike Rogers said, the first thing you learn as a young FBI agent is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. You know, the head of the House Intel Committee at the time, former FBI agent, there are coincidences, but they're not likely. So when you see them, you want to, that's, you know, visual pattern recognition gets stuck in your memory bank, long-term memory. No wonder guys like Ray Kurzweil want to get rid of that stuff. We can't have you, you know, knowing, seeing what's going on, knowing. We have to get rid of that. Anyway, I think the audio is working. Let's go to the phones. If Richard's still holding on, Richard, are you still there? Oh, well, we lost Richard. Sorry about that, Richard. I apologize. Apparently, stuff is working fine now, so feel free to call in. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. I guess we will continue on with the Supreme Court stuff, and then we'll move on from there. So, let's see. Yeah. The incident to which I am referring, you know, like I said, I looked around naturally. So, yeah. Yesterday, you have these stories. So, CNN headline, shooting on the edge of New Orleans, French Quarter leaves 10 injured. You know, like I said, I saw the Supreme Court thing. I thought, nah, there's got to be something. Yep, here it is. So, what are the odds? Now, you know, it's 11 people injured. And that was another one of those. You know, it's what I would call a high-profile incident because it reverberates from coast to coast, so to speak. So, 11 people injured and shooting at CBS News, at least 10 people shot near New Orleans, French Quarter, et cetera, et cetera. And I just don't. You know, I, on the face of it, I don't think that these things are coincidental, like Mike Rogers observed or intimated. So, the those sites that employ infinite scroll, that's horrible. By the way, I'm trying to look at, you know, the news sites that if you nobody listens to this broadcast that run these sites, but you know, if you're trying to read a story and you're trying to get to the footer of the website, for example, and you are looking at a story and the site employs infinite scroll on every page, that's horrible user experience. Just for technologists, web people, horrible user experience. It'll crash your browser and your system and all kinds of other fun things. Anyway, so this story, the headline, Mayor, New Orleans will not allow incidents like this to derail the progress we have made. Police thought they were targets in the Canal Street mass shooting that injured 10, chiefs say. Dozens of police officers were on the scene of a mass shooting when gunfire lit up Canal Street. So wait a minute. Dozens of police officers were on the scene. It happened around 3:30 a.m. So dozens were on the scene when gunfire lit up. See what I'm saying? It happened around 3:30 a.m. in the 700 block of Canal Street during a busy Bayou Classic weekend. Of course, because that's when you do it. And I, you know, a better way to do it is to make sure that you cordon everything off. And kind of like the Garlic Festival incident, you know, everything's gated off, but you have FBI and tactical folks and these folks and those folks wandering amongst the people. There's one way in and one way out, and everyone is wanded or, you know, of course, you make sure that the general populace is disarmed. A few people are on point and on message. Places, everyone. I mean, there are the makings of that. Right? Just in the first two sentences from this local news coverage. So continuing, New Orleans Police Chief Sean Ferguson said the streets were so crowded at the time of the shooting, patrolling officers couldn't see who had the gun. Of course. Were there reports of multiple shooters? I'm sure there were. Of course, we never look into that. You know, we're going to lock down the city. Well, no, just, you know, grade schools. We're going to go door to door on a knock and talk mission to make sure, you know, we're exploring every lead, but not really. Multiple shooters. Nah, there weren't more. Anyway, next question. I digress. So no officers were hit, but 10 others were. The victims. Well, let me back up one sentence. We had officers right there within that very block that actually thought they were being fired upon and took a position to respond to this, Ferguson said. Took a position. What does that mean? If you know what I mean. No officers were hit, but 10 others were. The victims were being treated at University Medical Center and Tulane with two people listed in critical condition Monday morning. One of those victims was shot in the chest, another in the torso. So it's so crowded, people can barely walk. Officers couldn't see who had the gun, which, I don't know, that doesn't necessarily mean anything at 3:30 in the morning. But, you know, non-life-threatening wounds, it sounds like incidental sort of thing. Anyway, police originally reported that 10 people were shot, then later increased that number after a reported 11th victim arrived at the hospital as a walk-in that morning. However, officials revised the number back to 10 on Sunday afternoon. What happened leading up to the gunfire is still unclear on Sunday. Was still unclear Sunday. One person was detained and questioned by police, but was not named as a suspect. Really? Yeah, it's black on black. One of Kofor Black and Enrique Rick Prado's buddies, no doubt. This is still in the preliminary stages of the investigation. We do not know if this individual had any involvement in this incident as of right now, Ferguson said. NOPD officials announced later in the day a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest, along with a statement from Ferguson, which said, in part, what happened in our city overnight was a cowardly and senseless act that we cannot and will not tolerate. Sure. Four straight year reduction in violent crime. There have been six shootings in New Orleans with 10 or more victims since 2013. That's a fun fact that The article includes New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell addressed the most recent one on Sunday morning, saying her administration would not allow incidents like this to derail the progress we've made. Progress. Or to further disrupt our community. What does that mean? We will do everything we can to wrap the victims and their families in our love and support. That sounds creepy to me. Maybe I'm cynical. And to bring the criminals responsible to justice. Well, what happens when they're headquartered somewhere in Virginia? Then what do? The mayor praised the NOPD officers who responded to the attack, etc., etc. Where is that? Anyway, where's that coming from? Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick. Dave in Wisconsin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I want to just comment about the Declaration of Independence and the dissolving of the political bond. Now, I don't think it's improper to ask any question whatsoever about the positions and attitude and the intrigues of any of the founding fathers, any of them, and what was their exoteric goal and their esoteric goals. I think that's all important. Now, the best book I have ever read about Thomas Jefferson is rather extraordinary, and it's well footnoted and documented. It's by Willard Stern Randall, and it's called Thomas Jefferson, A Life. And I find, and although this is at the end of his life, it's the book is in the body of the work is 595 pages long. And it ends with this. They buried Thomas Jefferson beside his wife and near his sister Jane and his dear friend Dabney Carr in the little graveyard on the hillside at Monticello. He had designed even this, and he had written the script for his headstone himself. Quote, he was buried, Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of American Independence, of the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom, and father of the University of Virginia, end of quote. He did not think it important enough to mention that he had been twice elected and served as the President of the United States. I think that's an extraordinary commentary in the very last sentence. In this regard, was it important that the office of the President of the United States, was it important enough, that office at that point, in the esoteric, not in the exoteric, but in the esoteric? Obviously, he was a high-ranking Freemason. He was an Illuminati. And he spent 4 years in France, so he was well versed with that Enlightenment attitude, and was obviously he would have been familiar with the works of the people, the key leaders over there of that activity, and he incidentally helped with the writing of the Rights of Man in France. That's little known, but that's contained in this extraordinary book. And this isn't a criticism of Thomas Jefferson. He was extraordinary. In the early parts of the book, it says, as a child, while he was growing up, and he loved his books, and he loved his... He was reading, he was studying 15 hours a day. If only we could get half of that commitment from some of our younger people now. But back to the key question is...
Well, in deference to those young people, if they had the freedom and the opportunity, they might. I don't know. Anyway,
continuing. Yes, absolutely. Well, anyway, in considering that last comment, that last sentence, he did not think it important enough. All right, the English officially came in 1606, 1607. And was that office important enough at that point anymore in the esoteric? Because as empires grow, the political is not that important anymore. What becomes the most important is the opinion of the powerful, which is what you were talking about this important discussion in the Supreme Court that they'll be taking up.
Mm-hmm.
And so are we reduced to a point where the opinion of the powerful is now the 100% ruling ethos? Because that's what it appears to me. And so the main question, in my opinion, to explore, not to just take on that someone makes the comment, but is, were our ancestors in the 1776 to 1789 period of time, who did throw off the English tyranny for that period of time, but were we all hoodwinked into a more subtle enslavement under the English crown? And I do believe this because of this reason.
Mm-hmm.
On a web page on the Illinois Attorney General's website, in the history page, it says this: the powers generally understood to belong to the Attorney General at common law have been summarized as follows. First, and there's a list of, I think, seven things, but I won't bore with that. Just the very first item: to prosecute all actions necessary for the protection and defense of the property and revenues of the crown.
Yeah.
To me, that's conclusive.
What is the title of that page?
Illinois Attorney General, and I think Illinois Attorney General - History of the Illinois Attorney General. It's a rather interesting read, and in my opinion, it folds everything under this very single... It's about three-fourths of the way down the rather lengthy read. It'd probably take 20 minutes or so altogether.
I think that
sums it up.
Yeah, when you embark on this discussion, to me, it's... hopefully we can continue when we come back. Stick around, folks. If you can hang around, Dave, let's continue the discussion. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite.
right, so we're on the phones. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We have Dave in Wisconsin on the line. So I'm looking at this page that you're talking about, Dave, and it's titled About Us, History of the Office of the Illinois Attorney General. Ah, okay, we lost Dave, which is unfortunate, but maybe we'll get Dave back. So Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul. Okay. And there is one case in particular that is in question. Supreme Court stated in Fergus versus Russell, 1915, 270, what is that? Number 304 discussed below, that the common law is as much a part of the law of this state as the statutes and is included in the meaning of this phrase. In considering the powers of the Attorney General, the Supreme Court in Fergus versus Russell noted, and this is the section that, skipping ahead. In considering the powers, like Dave read, in considering the powers of the Attorney General, the Supreme Court in Fergus versus Russell noted, under our form of government, all of the prerogatives which pertain to the crown in England under the common law are here vested in the people, et cetera, et cetera. And, like Dave, the quote specifically that Dave mentioned, to prosecute all actions necessary for the protection and defense of the property and revenues of the crown. I think we've had this conversation before because I was thinking that the crown was coming. Anyway, so when you start to dive down this rabbit hole, as many of us have, you come to the points like, where is that? Back. So backing up, Fergus v. Russell, 1915. So paragraph reads, the effect of the establishment of the Office of Attorney General under the 1870 Constitution. Okay, so you start to dive down this rabbit hole and you hear of a conspiracy, for example. You as you go back through, for example, the Law That Never Was, the two-volume series by Red Beckman and Bill Benson, you start to discover that a number of state constitutions were altered around the Reconstruction era, early 1870s, that correspond with United States Incorporated, circa 1871. And it, essentially, the birth of the administrative neo-colonial state before its formalization in 1946 in the National Security the Administrative Procedure Act. But the point is, it really does, like Dave was saying, to me the short version, the abridged version of the discussion this was the beginnings of what we now refer to as neo-colonialism. And it's a kinder, gentler colonialism because, we don't have brutal British troops quartered. Well, at least, not British troops. Probably your own that we trained, through Blackwater and, Dyncorp and Triple Canopy and all of these PMC companies. But, or maybe just your local police. Anyway, we'll talk more about that when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day.
chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, December 2nd, 2019. And so, again, the Fergus versus Russell 1915 case, discussing the powers of the Attorney General, considering the powers of the Attorney General, Supreme Court Fergus v. Russell noted prerogatives which pertain to the Crown in England under the common law. And so again, you know, the short version of the discussion is this is a kinder, gentler neo-colonialism, which includes neo-feudalism and all of the fun things that go along with that. And there are, to me, what I would call the sub-elements of that are things like, you know, socialism, fascism, Nazism, which are all alive and well in America today, and embodied generally under the umbrella term of communitarianism, I'd say, the reflexive brand of collectivism that just continues to get worse as it rolls downhill. But I think that's all under the umbrella of this neo-colonialism and neo-feudalism under that. At least that's the way I would that's the picture that I would paint. That's the way it looks in my mind. So we got Dave back. Dave, are you there? You have Dave?
Anyway, yeah, hi.
Go ahead.
That Fergus versus Russell, I haven't read that yet, but in this commentary, this is obviously, it's an open, ongoing question, because essentially what it is, well, who does contain and hold the power, and how much can an individual that is outside the government exercise legitimately and so forth? But reaching back to the very establishment of the Constitution, which was extraordinary at the time in the exoteric, it caused so much good and such great excitement and hope and liberty to a degree. But what happened at Philadelphia was that they constructed a document that hoodwinked everyone. It's just a fact. We the people have whatever amount of power that the people that are in government ascertain that we have, and that's contained right within their mandate, their description, that to provide for the exigencies of government, not for their primary goal or their secondary goal or whatever. That was all after the discussion started. Their underlying cause for meeting was to construct a government powerful enough for all exigencies of government. And so the people get hoodwinked into thinking, yeah, we're free and we have all this liberty and all we have to do is study more and do more. Well, when I called the sheriff's office when I was being threatened here, two police officers came over here I was getting threatened at about 12:30 a.m., just after midnight, with phone calls. Two officers got here about 3:45, and they shined in their light in my eyes and questioned me for about 45 minutes. That's how sadistic it is now here. Now, I have right in front of me on my desk, I had to really pressure to get this sent to me. It's an email that was sent esoterically behind my back. I had no knowledge that there was anything to do with me on the agenda here, and this is from 2013. But it has to do with an exchange of a complaint filed against me by the chairman of the township I live in here in Wisconsin. No one complained to him. He conjured up a complaint because I was fixing my road after it washed out after a downpour. I was fixing the road at my own expense. I wasn't interfering with anyone's life. So he emails this to several people that are on the township board and everything. And so he gets a response back. I would strongly suggest having the Vernon County Sheriff Department be present at our meeting with the anticipation of David Stovenel being there, especially after he has received his letter. He might not catch the postings, but he will definitely be upset with the letter. Now, is this good government Or is this tyranny in the esoteric? Well, it's an easy question for me to answer. It's tyranny in the esoteric. So the more light you shine on everything, and I really do applaud your every broadcast in that regard, but this thing is really developing fast in the negative, mm-hmm. in the esoteric, in the darkness. And I've been studying about the Brenton Tarrant shooting over in New Zealand. I can't even keep up with all the madness now, but mm-hmm. John Podesta flew over there and was working with Jacinda Ardern, the socialist leader of New Zealand at this time, and there is a lot of wickedness in it, both inside the government and outside the government. That's admitted, but
yeah.
This kind of thing that takes place. What I just read about what happened to me here, and I resolved it. I had friends here that came to me and said, "Dave, they're at it again. They're trying to set you up, just like they set up Randy Weaver." Okay, and so. Up to this point, I'm still able to remain on the place that my grandparents owned and retired to up to this point. But I'm under heavy, hard siege here, and everyone mm-hmm. should understand that they are too. If one of us is, all of us are.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything Chris says is worth listening to very carefully, but also asking the serious questions. And I would like to finish with this because I started out with, let's put it this way, criticizing to a degree some of the activities of Thomas Jefferson. I think mm-hmm. that everyone should word search Thomas Jefferson's comments and statements. There are so many different platitudes that are extraordinary that it's uplifting.
That's yeah. It. Well, I agree. You know,
very
before
inspiring.
I agree. And before you depart, I'm thinking. You know, while you're saying what you're saying, I'm thinking of Pastor Martin Niemöller, but also Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and how you know. A friend of mine gave me that book. Oh gosh, I forget who wrote it, about Dietrich Bonhoeffer. It wasn't too many years ago. I want to say, when was that? Is it 10 years ago? Might have been 12. Anyway, his sentiments are apropos, and Pastor Martin Niemöller saying, you know, like you said, if one of us is under siege, essentially we all are. And, you know, I think of Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed, and I don't know, it sort of goes along with what you're saying. You know, I always say when I think of Pedagogy of the Oppressed, bad guys, I'm skipping ahead, but, you know, bad guys write about the problem better than anyone because they create it. I mention Hayek and the Road to Serfdom. Every time I mention that, I think of Lark in Texas talking about the Mont Pelerin Society, which is, you know, the new, since classical liberalism was essentially usurped by neoliberalism. Now the answer, you know, when we talk about freedom, it means something entirely different. And to be a liberal now means something entirely different, the opposite. So now the answer to that is the Mont Pelerin Society and a kinder, gentler cross between Nazism and fascism. But
get mollified, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Which is you know,
disgusting.
That's a hard, yeah, that's a hard thing for most of us to, that's a really hard, it's a difficult realization, but you know, it's not surprising when you realize that, I don't know, the Gutenberg era didn't really change anything, and freedom of the press is guaranteed to those who own one. Digital age is no different. It's worse, obviously.
Yeah, especially with all the interference on your broadcast, and it's just I don't know how you hold up to that. But a comment about Martin Niemöller. See, it's mm-hmm. really important to bring more focus to the esoteric and the exoteric in anything, including his great comment about first they came. I think it was first they came for the gypsies or something, and then on and on. But that was in the esoteric. See, in the exoteric. In the esoteric, what the German National Socialists, the people they first came for in their party membership, was for judges. I think that's really profound in the esoteric. And this, mm-hmm. so this is important because you end up with a Roland Freisler who just was a monster. He was a man, but he was terrible. But anyway, I just want to mention a word search, if I can, for what I'm studying right now about the Christchurch massacre of these 49 people that were in worship, Muslims in worship. And I'm not a Muslim, and I'm not sympathetic with Islam. I'm not. But you don't go around killing people, period. So anyway, this PDF I'm studying is called Christchurch Massacre, Satanism and John Podesta. And the sub... there's a question just beneath it. It says, was the Christchurch shooter really just a lone wolf right-wing terrorist, or was he, in fact, a CIA mind-controlled Manchurian patsy personally mm-hmm. supervised by John Podesta? There's no accusation there. We have to ask these serious questions, and we have to get answers. And that's all there is to it, and we deserve the answers. And it's tyranny that video was erased so that we couldn't study that carefully,
right,
to find out if there were any people posted that was guiding him to the second mosque to do more murders,
right,
and all of that type of thing. So. Anyway, it's a little lengthy, but it's a great investigative report.
Well, okay, so two things. First of all, when I think of Islam, you have to think Frank Kitson's counter gang. I mean, you look around, every people group is attacked. You know, white people, white males in particular, are feeling attacked. Women are feeling oppressed. Black people are feeling pressed in upon. The Muslim community, every time there's something that happens, you know, somebody wants to know if it was ISIS, and, you know, every people group, every demographic you can quantitatively identify, so to speak, whether it's, you know, along whatever lines, is being essentially targeted, and there is a Frank Kitson counter gang equivalent that is created that is used to essentially vilify and or marginalize that demographic. And it also, you know, speaking of balkanization, that effort lends itself to the beggar thy neighbor approach, you know, where you ask for benefits for a minority at the expense of the majority, which angers the majority. And the converse of that is what I call the reverse beggar thy neighbor, where you penalize the majority for the sins of the minority, and that angers the majority too. But, you know, as far as the Muslim community is concerned, I think it's interesting to note, every time I hear of, you know, there's this synthetic element, the Frank Kitson counter gang element, perhaps best identified and the Wahhabi Salafi Diobandi contingent, which I've mentioned ad nauseum, I would say. And those are the folks, the radical minority that are radicalized under a Wahhabi sort of ideology and then wound up and sent out to go do crazy things. And those people are conflated with the broader Muslim orthodoxy, which I don't think is fair. And it's interesting to note one final point on that, that I always think of, it always comes to my mind. I have a friend I've known for 15 years or so, who will tell anyone and has said for years, tell her testimony of coming to Christ by way of a Muslim friend of hers who said, you know, you should look into the Bible and this Jesus thing. She had a Muslim friend tell her that. So I always think of that. And that lady was obviously not a Wahhabi person. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back.
Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you
you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of the second hour of today's broadcast, this Monday, December 2nd, 2019. I feel like at some point, maybe it sounds like I'm suffering from girl brain. No offense, ladies. I mean that as a term of affection. Like, there are a million things going on. They're all connected, and it probably sounds crazy, but it's not. You know, for example, so again, you know, the main point when I think of the Muslim people is that, you know, not all Muslims are created equal, so to speak, in the same way that you have radical, speaking of Randy Weaver, you know, and the Aryan Nations folks, and, you know, Richard Butler and his connections to Lockheed and Defense Intelligence Industrial Complex, that kind of stuff. You know, that whole COINTELPRO division, basically, white supremacy and all of that. The same way you have folks who say, you know, we're Christians, even though everything they say just sounds hateful and bigoted. And you can tell that someone infected their mind with a mind virus. In the same sense, you have the radical Islamic contingent of that, which is born predominantly under the banner of Wahhabism, which is proliferated by Saudi Arabia. And it's not a coincidence that the Saudi flag and the ISIS flag are, well, essentially identical, except for the color difference. ISIS is, you know, a microcosm of Wahhabi, well, Saudi Wahhabism, basically. Anyway, so you have to remember that, I think. And speaking of broader connections and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Larry sent me this over the weekend, I think it is, from the Institute of for Foreign Policy Research and Initiatives, The Guns of August, Nazis, NATO, and the Color Revolutions, published back in 2008. And so when I think of Dietrich Bonhoeffer's words, particularly his words from his letters and papers from prison, and particularly the letter titled Who Stands Fast, you think, why is that important today? Well, you read documents like this published in 2008, The Guns of August, Nazis, NATO, and the Color Revolutions, being of white supremacists, and where these things come from. Why do these things get recycled and recirculated? It's not by accident. Third hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.